Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's share what kind of amazing messages we are going to get for today. And we usually start out by introducing ourselves, but for some reason, DC Love is not here. And I have no idea where she is. Okay. So I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the complete freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and you'll see Learn More button. The Learn More button under DC's picture will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information that you may actually find beneficial. And I do have two classes or calls or whatever that are starting next week. One is on automatic writing. And automatic writing is how I was able to start being a conscious channel. It started with the automatic writing, me writing questions for my guidance, and then they would flow the answer through my hand and it would be written on paper. And it eventually came to the point where I could actually just hear the answer. So now I do it both ways, because sometimes I want to actually read it and have a permanent record of it. But I find that automatic writing, it just brings such a, I'm hearing the word depth. Okay, it brings a depth to my life that because then I can ask any questions at any time and get the answer from my guidance instead of my human brain having to figure things out. It changes your life. It really does. And the other thing I'm doing is I'm starting group calls once a week for deprogramming your mind. And this was another thing that I was guided to. It's called Master Solution. And I got several of them and did them, and I felt a difference. And so one day I started writing them myself for things that were going on in my own mind. And when I ran the procedures that I was writing for myself, of course, they were the right procedure for me. But the impact was amazing. I mean, really amazing, letting go of things that I had been holding on to for 50 years, you know. It was just I'd wake up the next morning and it'd be gone. So they encouraged me to start a group where people can clear an issue every week. And these are not just little issues. One of the ones that I did was called Guilt and Punishment. And it was letting go of all of the guilt and all of the need to punish myself for what I felt guilty about, because that's what we do, that's what we're taught. And the sense of freedom after that was just, it was phenomenal. And I'm not one of those people, you know, who goes around doing wrong things all the time. But if you're taught that every single thing you've ever done wrong is a sin and you are going to be punished for it. You know, even that time when you were a little kid and you stole a cookie, that guilt stays with you because that's what you were programmed to believe. So letting go of all of that programming actually gives you the freedom to decide how you want to feel, and you no longer have to feel the way you are programmed to feel. I hope that makes sense. Anyway, this is this is such an incredible experience, and I really want to share it with everybody else. And there will be time on the calls for people to put in their own personal stories or issues or whatever that they want cleared, and we will add that to the procedure. And then when we do the clearing, which will take about 30 minutes. It'll take care of all of that. You know, after the call's in the evening. After the call, people can just go to bed. And when they wake up in the morning, they will feel different. All right. I was trying to stall and wait for DC, but I don't see that she's here yet. And let's see if she's on Facebook. Okay. We're not able to connect with chat, so I can't see if she has a little green light. But it's reconnecting. All right, so while I am trying to find her, I guess I'll just go ahead and give you the message that Jesus wants to share with you right now. And, excuse me. So here is that message. Beloved ones, you're not stuck. And you know you're not stuck. And there are so many different ways for you to let go. Let go of those beliefs that hold you back. We encourage you that if you feel that Barbara Grace's deprogramming your mind is for you, to do it. It's just one of the many ways that you can let go. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be difficult. It's just a matter of you taking the step. So many things in your life change when you take the step. When you feel stuck, you stop stepping. You believe that you can't or you shouldn't or that it won't do any good. And we encourage you to let go of those beliefs and take the step. Whatever the step is that you are guided to take, it will make a difference in your life. It will help you to move forward, to evolve, to become more, to let go, to have less of that old obligation, hindrances, garbage, chains, and binding in your life. You don't need any of those. And now is a good time for letting go. Always a good time for letting go. So we encourage each and every one of you to seriously consider just taking a step. Okay, that's what he wanted to share. All right, so we will now go to our callers. And I guess we will do this show without DC, which I haven't done before, I don't think. So we'll see how this goes. All right, our first caller is from area code 229. Okay, consider. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Ms. Barber. This is Melvin.
Hello, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing okay, I guess. Wish I was doing a little better, but I just want to ask you two questions, if I might.
Sure.
Okay. My attorney. I got hurt on the job, so the other side gave me an offer. Gave my attorney an offer yesterday, and so we talked about it and. My attorney called me this morning and said that that's the far as they're going to go. And then I told my attorney that, you know, I got injured twice on the job and that was not included. And my question is the amount that he said that they would, you know, settle with me, I asked for another amount. Do you see them going to the amount that I asked for and just what this case can end?
And I'm hearing no. So apparently they're not going to go to what you have asked for. And there's a whole bunch of muddled up energy around that whole situation and the asking and their reaction and all of that. There's a lot of there's a lot of stuff connected with all of that. Let me see what they want to say about the stuff. A lot of the stuff is your stuff. Okay. So when I was talking about the deprogramming your mind, and I talked about one called guilt and punishment, and the first thing they were saying is that Melvin needs to let go of the guilt and punishment. So you have these beliefs in you that, you know, that you've done things wrong in your life, and as a result of the things that you've done wrong, you deserve to be punished. This is usually running in the background, and we don't even realize that we're thinking this anymore. But then when something bad happens in our lives, there's a part of us that says, well, yeah, I deserve that. This is part of my punishment. I've got to take this. And that you have some of that energy wrapped around this whole situation. And I really don't know, you know, what might have gone wrong that you feel guilty about, and it really doesn't matter because I'm just telling you what they're showing me. So they are suggesting very strongly, okay, they are strongly suggesting that you work on getting rid of that, those beliefs, that energy that's there around that whole thing. And they're saying that if you did, then it would open that up more. They would be more likely to give you more because you would actually be open to receiving more. Right now you're asking for more, but you're not actually open to receiving it. It's like, you know, there's a kind of contradiction going on there. Does all that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm stuck, and, you know, I am open to receive, you know, and I try to talk to my angels and to say, you know, do an affirmation and stay positive. But,
well, you know, this is older stuff that you probably aren't aware of. Like, you know, when I did the guilt and punishment clearing on myself, I wasn't aware that I really had that much stuff because, you know, I thought, well, I'm a good person. There's not going to be much. But it really was amazing the way I felt afterwards.
Yeah. When you see this all over?
Well, why don't you private message me either on Facebook or send me an email after the show, and we can figure out how to get the guilt and punishment out of you. They're just saying quickly. So I'm not sure exactly what this is going to involve, but they're saying that this is something that you would benefit from. So if you are interested in that, then private message me.
Okay.
Because, yeah, we're friends on Facebook, and we will set that up. Okay, what was your other question?
My other question is, last Sunday I went to my job, and I was off work that day, and so I went to Walmart to do a little shopping, and so I was riding around on a shopping cart. And so this girl, I don't know her, but I just know her name, younger woman. And I pull up at self-checkout, and this woman, you know, asks me, like, what's wrong with you? What do you want? Do you want a big hug? And before I could say anything, she walked over and she hugged me real tight and hugged me. And my face, the side of my face, the side of her face, after we embraced, touched her jaw. And now this woman is saying that after four or five days after that happened, she's saying that I kissed her on the jaw, and she's trying to file a formal complaint against me to get me in trouble or try to, well, I know they're not going to fire me because I have the workers' comp case. So, what do you see with that? Is she going to move forward with that?
I'm seeing that there are other people involved in this.
Yeah, it is. it's some girls.
And that this was kind of a setup to get you.
But,
okay. Your guidance is saying, don't be worried about that. Don't be concerned about it. Don't even think about it. Just let it go. We need to do the guilt and punishment thing with you, because that's
okay.
This is also tied up with that, with your perceptions of yourself. It's all connected. That's what they're saying. It's all connected. So,
okay.
You know, send me that message and we will talk off the air and see what we can do, okay?
Okay, it's going to have to be later on today because I worked last night. And could it be later on today? You can just, you know, say my number and call me today if you don't mind.
Okay, let me write down the number.
I definitely
what
need
time
this.
What day works best for you?
Maybe at about 6 o'clock.
And you're, which time zone are you in?
I'm in the Eastern Standard. I'm in Georgia.
Okay.
But she,
okay.
Is she going to try to write up a document and I'll either call HR to try to file a complaint or she's going to change her mind? Because I know she's being pushed by other girls.
Yeah, she is. It's part of a group and it's not really just her. So they're saying not to be concerned about it, not to even let that into your thoughts, you know, just, it's not important is what your guidance is saying.
Oh, okay.
They're saying just let it go.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay. I thank you. And I'll just be waiting for your call because my computer is, I gotta fix my keyboard on it. That's why I said that. And I need to get a little sleep because I worked all last night. And hopefully once we talk and do the, and do what we got to do, hopefully my attorney will be able to give me a call and give me what I requested.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes. So I will call you later today and we'll do what we're guided to do, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Barber. God bless you.
You're welcome, Alan.
All right. Thank you. All right.
You're
have
welcome.
A good day.
Bye-bye. You
all
too.
Right. Bye-bye. All right.
Okay. And our next call is from area code 415. Hi.
Guess who? It's Jessica.
How is life treating you?
So I have good. You know, it's very interesting. I'm having very good days. And then I want to share something, a celebration with you. I thought DC was going to be here too, but I heard your whole intro. So I guess it's just meant for you and whoever else is listening. But I'm just like really amazed about like what's going on in my life because I went, so I don't, how do I even like say this? Over the last, like we'll say 24, 48 hours, I've noticed something like very different about me. And I feel just like so happy about it because I had this one situation that I was working with this guy or like about to work with him. He was going to help me with, he tried to help me with like two of my websites. And the first one he worked on, I was frustrated and it, like he wasn't getting stuff done. And I kind of let that go, but then I fell into like an old pattern and I was like, oh, hey, why don't you help me then do this with this other site? It was like an easier job. And then again, I got frustrated and he like wasn't getting it done quickly. And like, we just, there's nothing wrong with how he works. It's just not the way that I work or how I prefer to work with people. And something wasn't clicking. So I said to him, you know, hey, like, let's just sort of cancel out of this deal. Like, what would you like me to give to you in exchange? And the point here that got me really excited was like, hey, look at on how you're like listening to your feelings, like finally, when it comes to people, and like you're not putting yourself in situations where you're just not connecting with someone. Because like my old default goes to like either ignore that and keep carrying on and just stick with that like frustrated, annoyed feeling, like, you know, that keeps me up at night. It just makes me miserable. Like, I totally see what's going on. And like, I was just so proud of myself. And the way that we sort of closed out the relationship was just in such a friendly way. And like, I still feel like he is a good he could be a contact for me, and vice versa. Like, he was like, I like the stuff that you're doing. And it was just very heartfelt on how that sort of closed out. And again, I was just like really proud of myself that I was like, oh, you know what? I don't need to work with you. Like, I don't need to do that anymore. Whereas before, that was just how I didn't even think about it. That was how relationships were. You kind of drudge through and you hate every minute of it and blah, blah, blah. So that was number one celebration. And that would have been enough of a celebration. But what happened was Spirit gave me this gift yesterday because I decided to go in and speak to an endocrinologist. I'm a little hesitant in sharing this with you because I know, I don't know, maybe I'm like projecting, but I feel like you're like, oh, enough with this stuff. And why is she still pursuing this? But like, I came to the point that I was like, you know what? I'm not seeing a significant difference when I get the ultrasound, and let me just have the biopsy. Like, the fear is like the fine needle aspiration on the nodule. That's how I'm going to put it to bed, basically. Like, it's like a year and a half later, and I just feel like, I feel like I can get it done now. Like, there's not all that fear that was there beforehand. Mm-hmm. So I think I did fantastic work with like clearing all that. And like, of course, like, you helped me with that, which I'm just so grateful for. But I went to the doctor yesterday and I did my research beforehand. I thought I found one that I would like, but when I was sitting in the office with her, I had like so much anxiety. And, you know, I kept running to the bathroom, which is like really nothing new for me, but she was making me feel like, and like my pulse rate was high, my heart rate was high. And she was like, all these are connected to thyroid. She was just like making me feel really, you know, like I have my sort of reasons for, and maybe I'm living in an illusion or a delusion, but aren't we all? And like, I don't think that it is related to this, that, or the, you know, to the thyroid, but she was making me sort of, you know, in all of November, I've been sleeping a lot, which I have been, you know, I realized on how she was like reflecting some of the fears or concerns that I've had. Like, I've been sleeping like a tremendous amount and all through November, just really tired at like 6, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. I would just go into bed and go to sleep. It's been going on for a little bit longer than I would like it to. But again, this is about like deeper trust that like, hey, I've been through this pattern before and like, you know, I'm just shifting and like, maybe I'm taking in more energy. Like, I have super vivid dreams lately. So it's like, anyway, so I kept asking her questions because I'm a person that has a lot of questions. And I also am like very involved in my health and in everything, you know, in my life, as you should be. But she kept sort of brushing off my questions, like, oh, we'll go over that later. Or like, oh, you know, next time when I see you. Or like, oh, I don't keep any secrets from my patients. And I love when people say that, because that is like a ding, ding, ding. When people say something like that, it's like, it buzzes in my head. Like, it's a, like it's like a flag, like a light. Like, meanwhile, you're not sharing anything with me. Like, I feel you thinking or questioning stuff. Whatever. Anyway, so it was, I mean, the positive thing was, like, she ordered a whole, like, school of, like, blood tests that is good, you know, like, for me to, I mean, I think that stuff is always good to check, so I'll do that. And she ordered the fine needle aspiration, which is the reason why I went there. But then she was like, oh, she was, like, saying stuff about, like, she doesn't like supplements and, like, whatever, all this stuff. So I left, and I was like, what's the matter? My heart rate is too high now. So, like, she got me nervous about that. So I've been now, like, that's in my new routine. I'm checking to see what my regular heart rate is. So anyway, we're getting to it. So what I just look at that as like, okay, I'm going to be more empowered now. Now I know how to check my heart rate, which was something I never thought of before. And let me know what my normal heart rate is. So it's like more empowerment, you know, but I was sort of out. And also, like, I have been having, like, I've been feeling my heart pound, like, in the evening some nights, and that's sort of been concerning me too, but I attribute that to, like, ascension stuff. But then that is also, like, a thyroid thing also. So I just, you know, I'm just, like, sort of laying in bed last night, and the whole night I feel my heart pounding, which, again, is, like, making me uncomfortable. But then I woke up this morning, and I was thinking, you know what? I don't like her. I don't want her being my doctor. I'm going to switch to another doctor in the practice. And I called today, and I changed. And it was just sort of like, yeah, you should be feeling comforted. Like, I work with a naturopath, and he makes me feel comfortable, you know, and calm. And, like, I didn't like how she kept blowing me off. So I was like, oh, my God, look at you. Right. It's just as easy as switching out doctors. And rather than me going into questioning myself as far as, like, maybe there is something wrong with me, because that just does not even, it's interesting because that has shifted too. That does not even, I feel like that doesn't even, like, align with my vision of myself and my health. Like, I am healthy. So for her to put any doubt or, you know, again, to reflect my doubt, but it was just, so I don't know, I'm just, like, walking around, like, happy. I just, like, changed the schedule, like, an hour ago. And the lady was like, can I please know why you don't want to see her anymore? I was like, oh, nothing. She's just not the right doctor for me. And she sort of kept pursuing it. She's like, can I tell the office manager? And I was like, is it really just for that purposes? You know, like, I still want to come there. I was like, she kept sort of blowing off my questions. I'm very involved in my health, and I need someone who answers the questions for me now. Not gives me, like, a roundabout answer. So I'm just, like, I'm just feeling good. I'm just celebrating because I feel like that was a success. On to you.
Well, good, because it sounds like it was. You recognize that you deserve to have someone who is going to answer your questions, because that's why you're there. You're not there for someone to dictate to you, well, if you do this, this, and this, your life will be better. You want someone who actually listens and answers your questions. And that's what you deserve, someone who actually pays attention to you.
Oh, yeah, I mean, imagine that. That sounds like the most, like, obvious, that's like being human 101, you know, but it wasn't. It wasn't. Like, that was not my mindset in the past. I was so used to being disregarded.
Yeah.
Oh, like that whole old story, family, blah, blah, blah. But, like, yeah. Goodness.
So you are beginning to stand in your power. Good for you.
Yes, I know. I mean, of course, that has different levels, but, like, this is a whole new level. Like, with the two examples of, like, I don't need to work with someone that is not producing the way that I like to be produced, and I feel you playing mind games or power control games, like,
mm-hmm.
You know, that used to, for me, that used to always, like, and it was still operating a little bit. How come everybody else likes this person? This person gets rave reviews. Meanwhile, I don't like them. Why? What's
mm-hmm.
wrong with me? Like, whatever. You can see deeper into somebody. Like, I just sort of value that. Like, I understand. It's the same thing with this doctor. She has good reviews. well, not the right match for me. I can see deeper there. And and you know, and it was interesting because I went a little bit yesterday. I mean, you know, the default sort of comes up a little bit of like, I don't know, I guess like just worrying a little bit, but it was very mild compared to the past. And I just went to prayer and I asked someone to pray with me just that, you know, everything will go well with the biopsy and that I'll be surrounded with like, you know, healing. It'll be like a healing procedure and like it'll, I'll hear back that it'll be benign and, you know, we kind of close this up. Which I already feel like it is closed up, but I know that my actions don't really show that, but I just, whatever for my mind, I guess. Yeah. So, so that was my success share, which I think is every much your success too, because you have just been such like a great, wonderful guide for me. Let's see. I would like a message today. If you can share something as far as career, because I think that this, I know that this also goes into the deeper, like, trusting thing, too, of I've been very intense working on my business and refining things, getting ready to relaunch. And the last couple of days since that full moon, I'm just sort of resting now and I feel a shift and I'm going to apply for corporate jobs again. Cause again, the idea is to do both, but a little tinge of sort of confusion of what are you doing? You were just going to launch this. Now you're disappearing. That sort of feeling. I don't think that I am running away from the spotlight or anything, but maybe a little bit sort of running in the back of my mind of like, what is going on? But it just feels like, yeah, time to get back out there. So I know it's not one or the other, but I think I'm still in that black and white thinking.
Yeah, you are. You're straddling the fence. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and I, you know what, and I also, I guess I'm sort of, about that whole, the test and stuff like that, I think there's also a little bit of inkling of, on how I believe my intuition, hey, this is the end, this is the how we're closing it down type of thing. And I've been thinking the last couple of weeks too, I was like, I feel like, I've never felt bad from it, but like, it hasn't been on, it hasn't been bothering me at all. Like before I used to sort of feel like a little something when I would swallow, like a little lump in my, but it hasn't been bothering me. But there's sort of that, I guess, past experience of how I've been confident going into the ultrasounds in the past. And then it didn't support how I was feeling. So there's a little bit of like, oh, I hope I don't get surprised in a bad way when I go in for this biopsy, you know, like sort of like my world getting, you know, this whirlwind. So, is there anything you could address about that too? I mean, I'd like my intuition and my world to be in alignment and not to have contradictions to it. That makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. Okay, let me see if they want me to talk to you, if they want Jesus to talk to you, or both of us to talk to you. You have so many choices. Okay, here we go. Jesus could
see. Did you say Oprah, or did I just hear that?
I said both of us.
Oh, I thought
I
you
didn't
said
say
Oprah.
Oprah.
That was fantastic. That made me so happy. I was like, yeah, maybe Oprah wants to talk. I'll take it as that. I thought you said, oh, I seriously thought you said Oprah.
No, I hadn't asked her, but. Okay. So here's Jesus. You know, he's not Oprah, but, you know, he's pretty good. Okay, here we go. Beloved one, you are going through a time of great transition. You already know this. So many things are moving, shifting. You are becoming freer in so many ways because you had all of those things that tied you down and you knew that they were tying you down and yet you didn't know how to let them go. And you've worked diligently on learning how to let go, how to move forward with your own life, how to be who you really are, not the you that other people told you you are, but the you that you know in your heart is truly you. You are coming into your power. And we want you to continue to do the things that will bring you more and more into that power. Your life does not have to be just one particular way. You can have many, many irons in the fire, so to speak. You just need to decide which ones are most important in this moment. We do know that you want to have your own business. You want to be your own boss. You want to be an entrepreneur. You want to help people. You want to change the world. You want to have that fabulous impact upon everything. And that starts with you, which is why we've had you doing this work on clearing yourself and standing in your power so that when you are working with other people, you are doing it from that position of power so that you are actually sure of who you are and you don't need to worry about anything that you're doing and having all of that come up and get in the way of the help that you're providing. This is bringing you clarity. It's bringing you focus. It's making it easier for you to actually be yourself and be comfortable with being yourself. We also realize that you will one day let go of the whole thyroid thing, but you've learned a lot as a result of having that in your life. It's pushed you. Pushed you in ways that you would not have moved had it not been there. So it has served a purpose, and that purpose is coming to an end. So we hope that you are realizing that and that you are letting it go. This is your opportunity to fully live you without the worries, without the doubts, without the fears, to just be you. We want you to embrace that. We want you to embrace you and to recognize your power, your beauty, your right to have an amazing, successful life. Keep up the good work. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Thank you. That last part just like brought tears to my eyes. I've been like so proud of myself. Like I look at myself in the mirror and I've just been like, I'm so proud of you. And it amazes me. Like I tell myself I love you, but it's like, you know, we're given those exercises, but it's like, I'm just falling more deeply in love with myself because it makes me laugh on how on how I deal with situations. Like, I think it's like so cute and funny and like, you know, just even me running to the bathroom several times during the doctor's appointment, like whatever, that's who I am. Like, I've always had to go to the bathroom a lot. And like, I don't know. I just had to go a bunch of times yesterday. So like I feel her judging me and she's like, are you okay? And it's like, you know, and you know, I picked that up, but like I just want to be able to laugh at it more in front of other people because like who cares? Yeah, I was gonna curse, But, like, you know, who cares? Like, whatever. Like, you know, like, these things just don't matter. And I just feel so radiant lately. Like, just so, like, I went through a period, like, this several months ago that I just felt like I was radiating. And that's how I feel now. Like, I just feel like I'm radiating again. And I just, again, it's just, I can't even explain it, but to be so proud of oneself, like, to the core, because, like, you know the journey that you've been through. You know, even, like, yesterday when I was driving home from the doctor, I was like, you know what? I was trying to think, oh, well, what do I want to pray for? Oh, I pray that everything's good with these test results or whatever. But I was like, you know what? Anything that comes up, like, you're going to be able to deal with. And just to be able to, and you'll be successful. Like, you'll be able to be victorious. And to know that about yourself, like, that just puts me in awe. Like, no matter what happens to you, anything, like, that you're going to, you're not you're a survivor. I don't like when people say that, but, like, I don't like that wording, but it's like that you're a warrior. Like, you're going to be victorious. And that just, that makes me so, like, oh, you know, that's the feeling of the power. It just makes me feel so, like, filled up and, like, wonderful. So, yeah, that's, good. Like, what's going on in my world these days. Just feeling so proud. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Proud of my little girl. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for witnessing that and for supporting again. And thank you to Jesus. And I saw a thing on someone's yard the other day that said, Jesus for President 2016. I thought that was cute. yeah, we should have Jesus as president. Everybody loves Jesus.
He's saying,
man,
he doesn't want that
like,
job.
it's so funny how they put him up on such a pedestal, too, though. I mean, that, like, mm-hmm. Amazes me also. But, yeah. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, thank you, thank you a million times, a trillion times, and above that, till infinity. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Yeah, you're awesome. Thank you. I'll continue listening. Have
okay.
a good day.
You too.
Have a fantastic day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, well, that was our last caller, and the chat room is actually open, but my people in the chat room have already logged out. So I don't have any more questions, so I guess it's time for me to end the show. Okay, let's see if there's anything I'm supposed to say. Okay, Jesus wants everyone to realize that each and every one of us is more powerful than we know. And when we start letting go of those old beliefs and standing in that power, it has a phenomenal impact on our lives. So, again, he's encouraging everyone, take a step. And it doesn't matter which way you step. What matters is that you are actually moving, that you're not just standing still waiting for life to fix itself around you, that you are taking steps. And if you are taking steps, that you are guided to take steps that are, you know, in alignment with your intuition, then that's absolutely wonderful. But even if it's not the kind of step you are taking, if you are taking steps, you are creating, you are moving, you are not just standing there waiting for someone to rescue you. You do not need to be rescued. You never need to be rescued. And you never will be rescued because you don't need it. So just take a step. And if you need help with taking a step, call on Jesus. Call on your angels. Call on whomever it is that you feel inclined to call on. Even if it's one of your family members who's passed over, you can call on them. start getting the help that is there for you. Each and every one of us has all of this assistance that is available for us in every moment. And it is not conditional. You do not have to wait until whatever. You can do it right now. Right now, in this moment. So take a step. Ask for the help that you need. Move forward with your life. It really does feel wonderful to let go. And remember, if you want to deprogram your mind, you can join those group calls. And it's a call every week. So it's at least 4 times a month in most months, sometimes 5 times a month. And it's only $100 for the whole month. So it's not really expensive, and it will change your life. So, you know, if that's the step that you are inclined to take, then take that step. All right, we will be back next Tuesday, and hopefully DC will be here too. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend and that you are nice and safe and warm. And I know in Oklahoma today it is actually cold out there, 28 degrees. It's just ridiculous. It's still fall. It's supposed to be in the 50s or 60s, but I'm not going to argue with it. I'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.